Hey guys, this is the Realist, and a couple of announcements to make. It is June, it's the beginning of June, and as you know, in my previous ramble, I talked about leaving my job, and, you know, focusing on my studies in preparation for a master's degree. Starting September, I got word on what my first day will be. When my first day will be, and what are the guidelines and everything. And I am already speaking with Campus France, which is basically the organization that is responsible for international students looking to study in France. And things seem to be going smoothly. It's all a matter of waiting. And, well, Bruh can tell you just how impatient I am. Well, not really impatient, but really just excited and just ready to just go. Let's just do this. I am done. But obviously these things take time. And I'm in a waiting mode, and I never like waiting. I'm always one to just do it. Regardless of whatever. At the same time, I'm also cautious in a sense that when I'm already fully prepared, I expect things to be ready to go. That's what I kind of mean by it. That's kind of what I mean by it. Like, when I'm ready, I want to go. Like, I will take my time to prepare, sure, but the minute that door opens, go. Just get out now. I don't want to see this. Like, I don't want to wait anymore. I have to go. But that hasn't been the case, thanks to this pandemic. Obviously, you need to be sensitive to the situation, so I sit and wait, and plan even more. With that being said, I'm about to draw up a huge announcement, and I don't know if it's really huge. It's not really going to impact what's going on with all of us right now, but I am, after months and months and almost a year, really, of thinking about this, I am pulling the trigger on the name Throw Away Your List. She doesn't live here. She doesn't work here anymore. I'm retiring the Throw Away Your List name because it really comes with a lot of baggage that I'm personally not okay with anymore, that I have tried to live with for the past, you know. And I've been scared to do it because what if people don't recognize my username anymore? I've come to the point where I just don't give a fuck if people don't recognize my username if I come back. Not if, when I come back on GWA with a new name. Because I have you, I have my people on Discord, I have, you know, I already am content with what I have. And obviously some would probably want to go aim for more, or do more, or get this amount. People have numbers or targets for themselves before they want to do things. I've done it. I'm done with it. So I just want to retire Throw Away Your List now and start anew. And it took me months of workshopping different names in my head and talking to people and saying, what do you think of this name? What do you think of that name? And yeah. I decided on a name just now, and I thought that it was perfect for me, and that it really resonated with who I am and how I live and what I do and, you know, how I am with people. I'm not always lust, you know what I mean? I'm not always super turned on and super hot, and, you know, I don't have that, you know? I don't have that going on. I like to play along, play around with lust, you know what I mean? And so, like, now that I've figured out what name I want to have, I know what to do now. Before I reveal that name, another reason before I forget is also the name Lust is difficult because the lust is a little difficult because it has a different connotation that I feel also affects my other stuff. Like, for example, on YouTube, it kind of feels weird that the lust name is there, but the brand is you know, but the audios are very cutesy. But the audios are very sweet, and you know. So I've also thought I need to rebrand that little part on YouTube, and really start something new with that, because I feel like I didn't pay attention so much on YouTube. I wasn't paying attention so much, and I do want to pay attention to it. It's just I do struggle with thinking about things, because I always think, okay, I want to make an audio, but it has to match list. When in fact I don't do that on GWA, but then GWA is an audio porn place, and YouTube is not an audio porn place, and so there's also that, you know, anyways, there's also that level of, you know, figuring out things, and yeah, so basically it's a combination of throw away your list is too much baggage for me now. I forgot to also add that the name throwaway was not just because I planned to delete my account in a month, but it was also sort of like a promise to my ex at the time that I would leave after a month, because he wasn't too happy about it. You know, he's a little bit controlling of me, a little bit possessive of me, and I understand it's kind of new territory for someone like him to venture into, to like entertain the fact that, oh, your girlfriend makes audio porn. But just that didn't fly with us anymore. I wanted to stay. I didn't want to throw away the account after a month, and he didn't want me to do it. And it was also the main reason why we took a break, and it was the reason why ultimately we broke up. So there's also that baggage on the name throw away or less that I kind of want to get rid of, because this account is not throw away anymore. It's just not. Like, I've been at it for 3 years, and clearly, like, I see it, and it always feels like it's always a reminder of how little I wanted to commit to things. But now I want to commit. I want to go full force on it. And so, yeah. Reason is, there's too much baggage on throwaway or lust. And also, there are some parts, there are some things I want to do that I just don't want to use lust on it. Because it implies, personally to me, it implies that I have to turn on things, when in reality there's a mode in me that just switches off of seductress lust mode into just regular me. Regular, plain old me. The person actually behind the mic. Like, this person, and not like turned on me. You know, there's a switch. When I hang out with people on Discord and we play video games, I'm not always trying to flirt with you. Like, I'm not always trying to get into your pants, you know? And when I'm playing on Twitch, I'm not always thinking about how to turn you on or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't even show my tits on Twitch. I don't even show my face on Twitch. That's how conservative I suddenly, like, it. There's a bit of a dissociation there for me, which is why I wanted to change my name. And so, it's been 8 minutes of me trying to explain why I want to change my name and not actually why. And so, the name that I have decided on after months and months and months of exploring and just waking up and going, fuck it, it's going to be this name that I just thought of first thing as I woke up. The name will be Replay Lust. And I know it still says lust, but on YouTube, on Twitch, on Twitter, okay, not on Twitter, on YouTube and on Twitch, the name will be, the channel name, yeah, the channel name and everything will be Replay Love. It's the best solution I can come up with, because I know people still want to attach to that lust name, and honestly, I do too, because The Lust Frontier is a really cool name, and I'm sticking with that. But I also needed, like, a softer version that I can present myself with on YouTube and on on even on YouTube, on Twitch, even on Patreon, actually. Basically, replay list will remain on Discord and NGWA, but the reason why I also want to rename Patreon to Replay Love is because just in case I get stuck in the Philippines and I need to show my taxes, I don't think I'm comfortable with showing lust and they would immediately think of porn. I don't know, like there's a dirty connotation there. And as you know, it is illegal to make porn in the Philippines. So I want to be safe. So in a way, I am also like cleaning the image a little bit just to front that, hey, this is a safe for work business, even though it's completely like a good chunk of it is not safe for work. I mean, other people do that for it too. On YouTube, I do believe Cardlin does that. Cardlin is one of the biggest male names on YouTube. And he does one half safe for work, another half not safe for work. So it's the same for me. Like, it'll be one half safe for work, another half not safe for work. So when do I debut Replay Love and Replay Lust? Popping up July, maybe. I'm working on, you know, how things are gonna go. I'm working on new audios for YouTube, and I'm also working on, I'm looking at a backlog of scripts to perform, to populate my GWA stuff as well. And you might be wondering, are you going to delete the Throwaway Your Lust account? No, I am not. Throwaway Your Lust will remain as Throwaway Your Lust. She will be there, and she will stay there, and she will be that. But I will make Replay Lust as basically a new chapter in my life, because I'm tired of Throwaway Your Lust, honestly. I'm tired of standing right behind a name that is just proof of how non-committal I was when I'm committed to this, really. So we're going with Replay Lust and our Replay Love. And if you think about it, I'm the type of person who likes to restart things and replay things over and over again. Everyone on Discord knows that I keep going back to my old favorites in terms of playing video games. Although I'm trying out new ones, but yeah. Replay Love and Replay Lust. I hope it's catchy enough. Besides, it's also like a pretty cool thing to do because I could say Much Love Lust still. And like it makes more sense now because I'm both Replay Love and Replay Lust. Anyways, like this doesn't affect you at all, but I just wanted to let you guys know that Throwaway Your Lust is retiring. All hail Replay Lust. So yeah. All hail Replay Lust and her sister Replay Love. And maybe if I fuck around with it a little bit more, you can have FF4M audios with Love and Lust as like two succubus or two succubi. And whatever. Like, there are things that can be done with this. And I can't wait. I can't wait for July. I can't wait for things to change for me. I can't wait to think, not think, I can't wait to create different things again, and be reborn into, that's not reborn, you know what I mean. Anyways, that's it for me. I hope we have a wonderful June. I will be posting the new options for the audios and the custom form and all of that, and I have a couple of people who did not submit their custom forms last month. Please do, because it is kind of difficult for me to play catch up when I suddenly realize, oh, not everyone submitted here, and now I have to make more audios and my mic can't deal, especially with the pandemic and all that. But anyways, that's about it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Much love, and now more lust.